Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. It is Wednesday, the 18th of October. I'm joined today by Tim Harrison, who is Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Good morning, Matthew. Good morning.
Fantastic. Well, let's kick off with the headlines. Markets really trading a little bit sideways, certainly the equity markets. Sainsbury's to cut potentially up to 2,000 jobs. And we're going to have a little chat about the UK housing market. What do you make of the markets at the moment?
Well, it would appear that all the headlines are over the Atlantic, and obviously the Dow breaking through 23,000 yesterday. It would appear that that's where the trade, obviously the interest is. The FTSE is kind of flirting around about the 75-50 level, give or take 10 or 15 points, which is, you know, hardly surprising. I mean, it is very, very quiet. You know, the markets aren't really moving in any real direction, which is odd, considered it is generally a good time to be invested. You know, you've got companies who aren't smashing figures, getting hammered, the likes of Merlin yesterday, and then there are some sort of nuggets out there that are performing quite well. So the market's flat again. It's kind of going back to the dollar trade, dollar strength. You know, the markets move, the dollar weakness, the markets move. But I wouldn't say it's boring, but we are waiting for something to happen, whether we do see an aggressive sell-off or we break through the all-time highs on the FTSE. Is not my call to make.
And quick question: you mentioned Merlin Entertainment down 20%. Some may say a profit warning there. We've seen, and the likes of Convatec and various other stocks have been hit by profit warnings or bad statements, and they're moving down 10, 20%. Now, question for you, you trade a lot, obviously, for your clients. Do you think this is now the people that like to short the market are kind of keeping their powder dry for when there is a bad announcement and coming up, because trying to be short the overall market has not been the trade this year? Or is it a case of we're looking at passive funds and algos selling automatically once, say, the stock drops 5%, or a combination of both potentially?
Well, I think what you have got at the moment is, because the markets have been on such a strong drive higher, you know, since post-Brexit and before, optimism is there. So it would appear that companies really have got to report very robust figures, and more importantly, very strong guidance. Some might say quite aggressive guidance in order to maintain the share price movement higher. Obviously, Merlin, they highlighted the fact that there have been terror attacks, etc., which has dampened demand. But it would appear that the travel sector has taken a bit of a negative headline over the past couple of weeks. You've got the likes of Ryanair, the likes of BA with their booking scandal, as it were. So there seems to be a bit of a negative sentiment there. But you're right, a lot of companies aren't meeting expectations and are getting absolutely hammered to the downside. But then, if you are a value investor, then maybe there are the opportunities there to, once they have had the sell-off, to start to look to accumulate these positions. You know, the likes of Merlin, the likes of Convatec, the likes of Pearson's, you know, all of these companies who have had a very torrid time post the announcement, they've actually performed quite well as the hot air, if you like, the bubble has been squeezed, and there is an opportunity in the fundamental growth story.
Understood. Well, let's have a look at a particular stock, Rio Tinto, with the FTSE one to watch, making some headlines today.
For all the bad, the wrong reasons. Obviously, they've been fined by the FCA a token sum of $28 million for a pretty disastrous deal some years ago. Again, the reading into the story and how things have happened, it seems a pretty big deal. Picking up an asset for several billion dollars and then selling it a few years later for literally, I think it was about $50 million. You know, it's a pretty significant change in valuation. So there is a lot to read into that, one would suggest. The fact that they've been fined $28 million, I mean, is neither here nor there, one would suggest, when you're looking at a multi-billion pound company. But again, there seems to be optimism that the news isn't too bad, and therefore the stock's getting bought up this morning. Again, there is the obvious macro trade there, or investment case for it, but these sorts of things, they're not really that impactful, one would suggest.
Understood. And looking at an AIM stock with a market cap of about $30 million, CloudCall, I picked this one out this morning. I think you've done a bit of background on it. What are your thoughts on this company?
I actually really like the idea. Mm-hmm. You know, cloud computing, etc., is obviously has been and will be the future. The likes of your Oracles, IBMs, and all of the major powerhouses in the US have really been going for a bit of a land grab, if you like, there. And mm-hmm. these sort of niche areas of expertise are really quite interesting for the growth of the sector. Again, these sorts of companies, they trade at 30, 40 million quid market cap. But again, the intelligence behind it and the brain power mm-hmm. is really what is attractive. The fact that they announced a placing, which was and the share price has rallied as a result of that, gives kudos to the board, to the management, and obviously their growth growth that they believe could be around the corner. So it's a very interesting one to watch, and I appreciate you bringing it to my attention.
No problem, thank you. Moving on briefly, cable and euro sterling, pretty much. It is where it is at the moment. We'll see what comes later in the week. Certainly, we've got retail sales due out from the UK tomorrow and ongoing discussions in Europe. So look out for those currency pairs. Moving on to a broker update. We've got Bernstein there. The stock is Compass Group, and they've moved from outperform to market perform, which is in old money, buy to hold. Compass Group hasn't really recovered from the Brexit story, has it?
Well, you saw the stock get smoked on the back of the Brexit vote, and they have rallied back somewhat, but they are still significantly below the pre-Brexit levels. Now, again, is that because there is inherent problems within the business, or is it just an area that investors haven't looked at? You know, these support services and the outsourcing, these sorts of add-on businesses are very, very interesting to watch. However, you have got the propensity that if they do lose a major contract, then it is a significant dent to the business. Again, with Compass Group, very strong management. I think it's an interesting play. But again, I'd like to see the shares move forward before I started to buy. The fact is the share price is pretty much flatlined for the last 9 months, and they will need to do something impressive to break that trend.
Understood, thank you. And looking at the call number, well, we talked about it at the top of the show, 23,000, the Dow Jones keeps breaking records.
Well, as I said to you off air, you know, it was only 5 minutes ago people were talking about the Dow breaking through 18,000, and that was a real heady number back then. It would appear that what can stop this bull run, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of investors don't want to be short. They do think we are toppy, we are at the, you know, extended levels, but no one wants to be short. So a lot of investors are kind of putting money in, but not all their chips in. The fact that the Dow's at 23,000, you know, there's got to be something, I would suggest, around the corner to either continue this momentum, mm-hmm. or we do see a pullback. You know, as I say, I think there is a massive disparity now between the US and the UK European markets, and I'd like to see us over here start to follow suit, or conversely, a pullback in the US.
Well, yeah, I mean, it keeps moving higher. So I think Warren Buffett says over the next 100 years, I don't think he or certainly us will be around then. It could touch a million. We'll wait and see. It'd be nice to be around there when it does. And finally, looking at the economic calendar for today, look, a few things in there. Dudley speaking and Fed's beige book, and obviously housing starts out of the US. Maybe looking forward, though, to tomorrow morning, 3 o'clock, Chinese GDP, which will obviously drive the miners and other stocks if we see a positive print there.
Well, you've got the commodities play here. You've got crude stocks and also the China GDP, which will affect the mining companies, as you say, and also the oil majors and miners over here. I mean, it's quite a heavy in terms of the economic calendar for today. It looks quite heavy. But again, it's really just an affirmation or reaffirming that that the US is as strong as they believe or hope it is. Or, you know, are we starting to see the negative sentiment and things starting to calm down? At which point, well, stand by your beds.
Indeed. Understood. Tim, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.